You're a nummy treat. Come on, talk to Daddy.
Bloody hell, woman, you're cutting off my circulation.
Welcome to another episode of Naked Spike, the podcast. At this podcast, we, of course, read the stories that are found on the LiveJournal community of Naked Spike. There at that LiveJournal community, you can view a lot of the fan art, the icons, and everything that is all Spike. I encourage everybody to go on over, join the forums, submit some stories, submit some of your art, your icons, and leave feedback for all the artists that are there and all the authors that are there. Feedback is wonderful. I need to apologize to everybody who's listening. I'm sorry about the delay in the podcast coming out. It's a very, very busy time of year for me, and I thought I would have time, but we're getting this one out, and I think you'll like this one. If you are under the age of 17, please respect yourself and respect me and do not listen any further. And again, you hear my bird in the background. The puppy is near the bird, so the bird's going to have a fit. Here we go. On with our story. It is rated NC-17. It is from the Naked Numbers Challenge. The Naked Numbers Challenge was Lindsay, Picnic, and an Egg. The title is Picnic with an Egg, and it is by SusieQB77. Lindsay hastily gathered all the needed supplies for his evening with Spike. He neatly placed all the items in a large basket that sat on the counter. Whipped cream. I almost forgot the whipped cream. That would surely have earned me a punishment, he fumed out loud as he went over his list of items needed again for the picnic. Lindsay carried the blanket outside into the warm air. He was glad Spike had picked Picnic for tonight's date. He tucked the blanket under his arm securely and started to walk towards the park. Lindsay walked confidently through the park's metal gate in search of Spike. Why did he always make things so hard? Spike could have just met him in his apartment. There were various couples scattered about the park, some in very intimate positions that made Lindsay blush. He wasn't much into voyeurism. Was this why Spike had wanted to have the picnic at the park? Lindsay shivered at the thought. Pushing the nervousness from him, he began to walk the path and search for Spike. Why do you smell so unsure, pet? He felt the cool breath on his ear as the arms encircled him from behind. Lindsay yelped out loud, Spike, what the hell? He quickly blushed as he regained his composure. He was suddenly swung around face to face with an raised eyebrow, not so happy looking vampire. Correction, not so happy looking master. Clearing his throat, he quickly apologized. Sorry, master. Sorry. Like I said. Why so unsure, pet? Not unsure. Just couldn't find you is all, Lindsay fumed. Don't lie to me. You already earned yourself a punishment for that cheeky outburst at my touch. But I... Yes, sir. He knew it was useless to argue when Spike made up his mind. Fine, pet. I want you to set up our picnic over here. Spike led him to a grassy spot near a tree. They were off the path, but still able to be seen, even though it was dark. A nearby lamp cast soft shadows across their faces. Lindsay sat waiting for Spike, licking his lips. Spike met his lips with a gentle kiss. Lindsay desperately wanted to pull Spike down to him, but he kept control and stilled his hands. Spike pulled back with a grin. He knew the power he had over Lindsay. Digging into the basket, Spike pulled out the whipped cream and grinned at Lindsay. I see you didn't forget it, love. He held it up as he shook the can with a grin plastered on his face still. He gestured at Lindsay's pants with his hands. Take 'em off. Lindsay looked nervously around. Here? But... Spike put a finger to Lindsay's lips. Hush, pet. You really don't have a choice, and I won't ask again. Lindsay stood and slowly pulled his pants down. His cock was already pulsing with excited blood. Spike took in a deep breath and smiled. Now the shirt. He sat back and enjoyed the show. A couple walked by, oblivious to the half-naked Lindsay, but he still blushed and hesitated. Hesitating, pet, that will earn you yet another punishment. Spike said with one eyebrow raised and a grin still plastered on his face. Lindsay frowned and continued to take his shirt off. Now he was fully naked and standing in front of Spike. May I, please, master? Lindsay knelt in front of Spike. Spike shook the whipped cream can and smiled. After you open the prezi I got for you, I will let you lick all the cream from my cock. Lindsay looked up at Spike with wide eyes. Even though you earned two punishments, you have been a good boy, and I got you something special. Spike held out a small box for Lindsay to kiss. He kissed the box and thanked Spike. Spike opened the box to reveal the contents to Lindsay, who just stared at it, puzzled. It's called the Egg of Delight, and delight you it will. Spike pulled out the egg-shaped vibrator and remote. A nervous grin danced on Lindsay's face as Spike reached for the lube. Hope everyone has a good week, and I should try to bring you another episode next week to make up for the lag in the weeks that we've had of no Naked Spike. So if you are on the LiveJournal community of Naked Spike, watch out for my request coming in to read your stories here. And also, I'm bringing you a promo. This promo is for a podcast show from Hypersensitive. Enjoy.
So, what's a geeked out fangirl and self-proclaimed pop culture junkie to do when she's hundreds, if not thousands of miles removed from her friends and family, living in the middle of North Texas of all places with a bunch of Navy guys, and working at the most boring and monotonous job she could ever have imagined herself in? Why, start a podcast, of course. Hi, I'm Lisa, the host of Hypersensitive, the weekly podcast where I talk about all the pop culture-y things that are vying for my easily distracted attention. I talk about TV, movies and DVDs, music, other podcasts, and pretty much anything else that would interest and entertain your average teenager. Except that I'm a 34-year-old lawyer. But whatever. Plus, at the end of every episode, I share a playlist of 10 new songs that I've added to my iPod that I think y'all would enjoy. So check it out at hypersensitivepodcast.com. Come on. You know you want to know what I thought of last week's episodes of Heroes, Grey's Anatomy, and Gossip Girl. Besides, you don't have to tell anyone you listen. www.hypersensitivepodcast.com. Go. Now. Go!